Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome on to the show. I am your host, AANBC founder and president, Tamika Newhouse, and I'm joined here by my co-host, Ms. Mariposa Albania. Welcome on to the show. We are getting ready to reveal our books of the year, which I'm really excited about. Mari, are you on? Say hello. How has your week been?
Hello, I'm here. My week has been pretty good. How is yours?
Pretty hectic. It just seems like I always have something to do. Never off work, unfortunately, and just constantly doing stuff. So it's been one of those weeks. You know, I can't complain though. What's going on in Mexico?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing yet.
Well, I was being nosy the other day, and I saw that you posted that you were writing. Anything in particular that you are writing on that you want to kind of put people on the edge of their seat about?
There's a lot of different things that I'm writing about. I'm trying to start blogging more often and getting into that whole thing, as someone suggested. And then I'm trying to work on D&K Part 2, but then I have another project that I've, like, been... It's been stuck in my mind for a while, so I'm kind of all over the place.
I see. It sounds like, you sound like a typical Arthur. We're just so obsessive, and we really don't even, we're just sometimes just all over the place because we're so creative. and we have so much that we want to put out. We can't put it all out at one time, unfortunately. So good luck with that. I know on my end, I am, you know, I'm gearing up to kind of put Kisses Don't Lie 2 out there and kind of get that out the way. It's always nerve-wracking when you're getting ready to put out a new project. You know, you have to kind of brainstorm on different new ways to reinvent yourself. I mean, I know you haven't experienced this yet, Mary, but you're going to. So I'm just kind of giving you a heads up that when the time comes, prepare yourself. You and the little one are going to be running hectic, I promise you.
Well, hopefully.
Without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on Miss LaShirley, who's going to be hosting our Hot Picks of the Week. It's going to be kind of interesting, the book that she's going to be talking about. The title itself got me a little bit wondering, ooh, what is this book about? The book is It's Okay to Wait. So, LaShare, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Yes, now, It's Okay to Wait. I got discussed last week that being it's Christmas, and I really wanted to do something like Pay It Forward, like something that pertained to the youth. And this book, even though it pertains to the youth, the book is an animated book, very colorful, full of rhymes, and it's a father conversing with his teenage daughter that it's okay to wait to have sex, that you should value yourself more than you value your culture, your friends. And it's done through just a wonderful rhyme scheme. But as I was reading the book and I began discussing the book with some of my friends or some of my book club members, and we were talking about in our lives how many people told us it was okay to wait. You know, we were talking about the talk that, you know, your grandparents, your auntie, your mom, or whatever happened to you. You know, the talk for me really wasn't relevant. I left my talk being more confused than I did before I actually had the talk. And how in our culture, we don't really even say that it's okay to wait. It's, you know, it's more like, well, if you do, just be careful. But how awesome it would have been if someone had told me that I was valued more than my sexuality or my sex organs. And then I purchased a copy for two of my male colleagues, and one of them began to cry. So then I knew that this book was very powerful. And it's called It's Okay to Wait by Alonda Thomas, a phenomenal person. I've even had her on my blog talk radio show and interviewed her for various magazines. But the book is a great message to get even as adults, because, you know, a lot of women that I know or even like when I was a young girl, you know, you didn't actually know your value in this world. And, you know, if you look at the popular culture, especially dealing with now social media and social network, it's not a lot of value put on virtue, being virtuous and explaining to young ladies or young men that, you know, you don't have to fall into peer pressure. But It's Okay to Wait by Alonda Thomas is an excellent book for 12-year-olds plus. Excellent book. Excellent book.
Now, I wanted to ask you, because this is definitely a different pick, I would say, for you to say this, the Hot Pick of the Week. Why this particular book, and definitely so close to the holidays? Does that have anything to do with it?
Well, just some news that I received the last couple of weeks about someone that I deeply care about, a young lady that I taught. Some different things that were going on, and you look at social media and social networking, and you see a lot of your youth posting pictures and making comments, and you know that these girls really don't have a avenue, don't really value that their sales. I mean, I engage in teenage recreation, as one's going to say it, teenage sex, and no one told me it was okay to wait. No one tells you that. No one tells you that. No one explains to you that. And the book is so riveting, and some of the things that this father is telling this daughter about how she is valued, how she is valued more than a pearl, how she is great, how that, you know, if she, when she meets that right person, she will understand who he is. You know, how many times do we have that conversation with our nieces, our nephews, I mean, our daughters? our son. You know, that's not something, especially in the African-American community, we don't really have that conversation. And, you know, my life was pretty decent, but, you know, a lot of the heartaches and trial tribulations I went through as a youth may have been detoured had someone actually had that conversation with me.
Wow.
So that's the reason why I picked that book.
I mean, I know you have to say yourself to how you and relate this to your own personal experience. Like, have you ever utilized some of the things that's going on in this book in your own parenting?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Are you talking to me personally?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yes,
most definitely. And not only that, but with friends, children, or relatives. If you read the book, even though it talks about it's a very heavy topic, but the way that it is written in a very light format that is not preachy. You're not banging it over the head or anything of that nature. You're not fire and brimstone. You're just explaining to them the process and who they are as a person, and don't be forced in doing something that you're not emotionally or physically ready to do. So it's a book, like I said, it's applicable across ages. Because, you know, there's a whole lot of grown women I know still don't have that picture. Still don't know that.
Well, Ms. Lashera, I appreciate you coming on letting us know about the hot pick of the week. Please let people know where they can find you as far as your Twitter, anything. And then also, since this is our last show of the year, please let people know what your radio show and stuff is going to, what you guys are lining up for next year.
You can follow me on Twitter, Read You Later, Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Read You Later on Facebook under Lashera Lee. Next year, have a few surprises. We'll be having some agents on talking about how to get a book deal, legitimate book deal. The beginning of the year, I will start off with some faith-based, some inspirational authors who are going to get us in the right mindset. Going to have some people talk about how to get your money right. Have some people come on and talk about how to get your mind right. And then in February, since the month of love, we will be interviewing various romance and erotic writers. So we have a fun show. Yeah, you know, after you get your money and your mind right, then you got to get everything else right for February.
That's a good month, too, because everybody getting their income tax money.
There you go.
I'm going to be hitting up Miami, hopefully putting on a two-piece. So that's what's up.
I can't wait.
Well, Ms. Lashera, I am so grateful for you joining us this season, so far in our first half of our season on the show. And I want to definitely encourage you to continue on everything that you're doing. I'm so glad that you're a part of ABC Radio with us. And, you know, I'm excited what next year is bringing to us. So I'm excited. Definitely make sure you have some more hot book picks for us. And everyone, we'll see you back on the show here. Maybe January 8th. I don't know. But we have our first scheduled show for sure, January 15th. So we'll definitely keep you guys in the loop. Thank you so much, Lashera.
I want to wish you guys a very happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year. And thank you for allowing me to do my hot picks of the week. And I wish you prosperous blessings and peace in the upcoming year.
Same to you, ma'am. Happy holidays. All right, Ms. Mari, go ahead. I'm going to turn the floor over to you so we can discuss some Delphi publication news.
Okay, well, for this month, Delphine has The Left Lane by Keith T. Hodge that was released, I think, last week or either early this week. Then you, Miss Tamika, have the second installment of Kisses Don't Lie coming out, perfect timing, Christmas Eve. So, and that's for this month. Next month, excuse me, we have The Holy City by Michael Blake. I think is he our only guy on Delphine?
No, Keith is our first guy.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting. Well, never mind. We have three. Never mind.
All right. So we have Keith and we have Michael, and Michael's going to be coming out with his book on January 15th. What? Who else? I think that's pretty much it that we have coming out as far as the book is for next month. Yep. So for and those who are friends with us on Facebook, if you're not friends with Delphine on Facebook, make sure you add them on at Delphine Publications or follow on Twitter at Delphine Pub. And you'll be able to see the
blog.
New cover of Shawanda's new book, Christmas Footprints 2. We revealed the cover to, when we revealed the cover? A couple days ago. Yesterday, I want to say. So, yeah, make sure you add Delphine on. You can follow him on and see. Is there any other Delphine news, too?
Not that I know of, other than make sure everyone checks out the blog, DelphinePublications.wordpress.com. Or go to DelphinePublications.com and you'll get all your info there because I'm pretty sure I probably missed something, like always. Did I miss anything?
I just put this out, so you probably didn't even see it. We've had a lot of interns come through Delphine Publications, but we're looking for some social media managers. So if you love working through social media, if you're a good columnist writer, things like that, and you want to gain some more experience working with the independent publishing house, please let me know. Email me, pub@DelphinePublications.com. All right, so on AANBC News, since this is our very last show of the year, I'm excited to go into the holiday break. The break may last about 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not sure whether we're going to be returning. It's more like it's going to be January 15th, guys. We're going to be returning on January 15th. I'm going to go ahead and state it out there. And on January 15th, we're going to be we're going to be interviewing an Arthur. I'm not sure what Arthur we're going to be interviewing, but also towards the end of that of January, we're going to be revealing the AMBC Literary Award nominees. Now, those who are friends with AMBC on our networks, on Facebook, on Twitter, you have seen that we have put out the link for you guys to start nominating the people that you want to be recognized during this year's AMBC Literary Awards. This is our fifth year honoring those who we feel are worthy. The categories are as follows: AANBC Author of the Year, Breakout Author of the Year, Indie Bookstore of the Year, Magazine of the Year, Book Club of the Year, Street Lit Writer of the Year, Poet of the Year, Indie Publisher of the Year, Reviewer of the Year, Male Author of the Year, Female Author of the Year, Romance Author of the Year, Christmas Fiction Author of the Year. I don't know why I'm saying Author of the Year. Reader's Choice Award, the Urban Book of the Year, the Nate Holmes Honorary Award. So those last three awards are highly distinguished awards that we put out there, Reader's Choice, the Urban Book of the Year, and then the Nate Holmes Honorary Award. For those who do not know, Nate Holmes was a colleague of mine, a very good friend of mine that passed away a couple years ago from gun violence. He was gunned down in Phoenix, Arizona, and it just kind of just tore me up inside. You know, he passed away of August of 2011. Wow, it's been a little bit over a year. And so in honor of Nate, and I was actually a part of one of his last projects that he put out there. He put out an anthology, and I did the forward to that book, not knowing that that was going to be the last project I was going to be working with him on. And the last conversation we had, I didn't know it was going to be our last conversation, and so it kind of just tore me up on the inside. And last year we launched the Nate Holmes Honorary Award. This award is a form that is to honor those who perform selfless acts within the literary industry as far as supporting their fellow writers, promoting others' books and people's events. And they have a genuine mission to support other people because Nate was like that. You know, Nate was all a little bit of everything. And so I want to honor him and keep his name alive. And the nominees for last year's Nate Holmes Honorary Award was Quan, Treasure E. Blue, Radia Herbert, David Weaver, Tracy B., and Tracy Brown. This year we have started already the nominee process. I'm not going to reveal some of the names that have been tossed into that mix, but I'm really excited to honor someone else Treasure E. Blue was the winner for our 2012 Neat Homes Honorary Award. And the awards itself are just gorgeous. It's a glass kind of see-through type thingy-majig. I'm really excited to honor more artists. This is my fifth year in doing this. I'm really excited about that. And so for those who are tuning in, we are going to be announcing our books of the year in just a moment, maybe in just about 5 minutes.
Yay.
And for those who are confused, no, this is not affiliated with our AAMC Literary Awards. This is totally different, a totally different entity. Tonight we are announcing our books of the year that we have enjoyed reading this year through AAMBC. So any book that was a book of the month with AAMBC, now we're going to say, you know, pick our top three choices that we say was the book that we enjoyed the most this year. We did our voting process over the course of, I want to say, 60 days. A lot of votes were casted, and I'm excited to reveal the winners. Finally, because I know some of these artists have been wondering who was going to take on this title. So this is not affiliated with the AAMBC Literary Awards. I'm going to be also putting out the link for you to put in your nominations for this year. So if you're in our chat room, I'm going to put in our chat room as well. I'm going to tweet it out right now. If you follow us at AAM Book Club on Twitter. What else? I'm also going to put it on our Facebook page. So if you are a part of our Facebook followers, then you'll be able to see everything that we're putting out there as well. So follow us on Facebook as well as at AAM Book Club. And then Twitter, again, AAM Book Club as well. So without further ado, I am going to let Mari go first with exposing the list that she has, because she's already looking at one of the books that's going to be honored for a book of the year. So, Mari, go right ahead.
Okay. So, these are the nominees. We have My Nemesis book series by Asia Butler. I hope I'm saying that right. When Truth is Gangsta by Takori Sheldon. Broken Dignity by Michael J. Blando. Miscellaneous Blues by Erica Crump. Knuckleheads by C.J. Hudson. Prep for Success, What Every Parent Should Know About the College Application Process by Nikki Washington, and Checkmate by Janine McLean. Oh, excuse me. So I hope I said everyone's name right.
And the first winner for Book of the Year goes to...
Drumroll. Okay, wow. Yay. The winner is Miscellaneous. What?
I said that's the best I can do.
She just killed the whole thing. And the winner is Miscellaneous Blues by Erica Crump. So, yay.
Yay!
Erica Crump, for those who do not remember, Erica Crump was our Book of the Month. Well, I would have to look and see when she was our Book of the Month through AAMBC. But sometime earlier this year, she was our Book of the Month, and her book, Miscellaneous Blues, was really highly enjoyed. So I was really excited to see that she was honored with this title, and so she's going to learn about this winning soon enough. She was our Book of the Month in July. So now I have the next two people I'm going to announce for our Book of the Month. So, and this... The next round of people, we read Running for Silence by Nakia LaShaw, The Teflon Queen by Silk White, My White Baby Tea and My White Blue Skinny Jeans by Imani Jill, Rape and Killing, Stories from a Strange Mind by Russell Membrane, Unfolding Soul by Aman Fuqua, Voices of Sin, Traces of a Black Sider by Cynthia Evans, Married to the Street by Silk White, and Life Experiences by Maurice A. Lee. And our second book of the year goes to Life Experiences by Maurice A. Lee. Congratulations to him.
Yay!
And Maurice, I would have to look to see when was he our Book of the Month, too. I'm doing a lot of tweeting and Googling all at once. So I'm kind of like a scatterbrain right now. But
yeah, you're always Googling.
Shut up. Let me see if I can find him real quick. He was our Book of the Month. Oh, we've had so many Book of the Months. Enjoyed a lot of different books. Okay, he was our Book of the Month in May 2012. So congratulations to Dr. Maurice A. Lee for his book, Life Expanses. And now, our third and final book of the year goes to, let me see, the names are In the Void of Lies by Kirby Roy, What the F Moment, I mean WTF Moment by Balaji Tijani Quadus, Where Did We Go Wrong by Monica Mathis Stowe, Feel Good Spaces by Sherry Burton Ways, Dripping Chocolate by Keith Thomas Walker, Sex by Six, Balancing Lust and Deception by Noelle DeSouth, Reality Check, Sometimes One Dose Isn't Enough by Erica K. Simpson, and Take Money by Tony Moda. And the third book of the year honoree goes to Where Did We Go Wrong by Monica Mathis. So congratulations to Monica. And we actually have Monica on the line. Monica, if you would like to say something, please say hello to everyone that's listening and congrats.
Hello, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I'm very excited right now.
Congratulations to you. I mean, I know you have been heavily promoting your book this year for Where Did We Go Wrong? And I have been seeing a lot of different networks. So I definitely want to commend you on staying consistent with promotion. Why did you go so aggressive with promoting your book? How did you even go about it? I'm going to just ask you a couple questions before I let you
know. I did a lot of research. My goal was to get my book out to as many readers as possible. I wasn't on Facebook. I wasn't on Twitter. So I actually took a class on social media, and I just jumped in. And when I couldn't get on there and promote the book, I actually hired a publicist, DJ Gatsby. I hired him and someone else to take up DMV Nation. They promoted the book as well. And that's how I got it out there as much as I did and got a lot of sales for doing that. So I'm excited about it.
That's what's up. So I really tell us, folks, since you have the opportunity to be on, where they can get the book, where you at, and like your website and things like that.
Okay. My website is www.monicamathisstowe.com. I'm on Facebook at author Monica Mathis Stowe, on Twitter at M. Mathis Stowe. The book is at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and definitely Amazon, and most of the independent bookstores in the DMV, in the D.C. area.
Okay, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited. Thank you for nominating me.
No problem. And then also, as I stated, we are still doing as well. We just started the AAC Literary Award nomination process, so make sure that you reach out to your followers and let them know that the nomination process has started and that you've already won Book of the Year with AAC, and now you would like to win an AAC Literary Award. So make sure that you go out there to your followers and let them know. Come on, you're trying to get the Literary Award title, so we can win some more. So congratulations.
I sure will. Oh, I sure will do that, and thank you very much. I truly appreciate this.
Happy holidays
to you.
And to your new year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, area code 912. Who's on the area code 912? Area code 912? Okay, I guess you're just listening.
That's not me.
Okay, cool. Well, for those who just tuned in, we just announced our three books of the year. One was Where Did We Go Wrong by Monica Mathis Stowe, Life Experiences by Dr. Maurice A. Lee, and Miscellaneous Blues by Erica Crump. It's going to be a new profile on our website at aambookclub.com that's going to display these books for the whole entire year. That's one of the things, the honorary things that they get for being honored for our book of the year. So if you go to our website at aambookclub.com, you'll be able to see their books up there, sitting up there all throughout the year of 2013. So congratulations to them. And that's pretty much it. I want to wish everyone a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Bon Voyage, whatever the other stuff the folks be saying. Happy Kwanzaa. If you don't celebrate anything, well, good eating. Mari, we are out.
Good night.
Everyone have a good
I should.